But first, we're joined by Jeremy Elwood to discuss the issues of the week and, of course, plug his own show on the Comedy Festival. Welcome, Jeremy.
Oh, it's that time of year, isn't it? Yep, absolutely. Hi.
Yeah, so how's the show shaping up?
It's getting there. This is the first time in years that I'll be opening my Comedy Festival show in Auckland without having run it somewhere else. So I open on the Saturday, the 30th, April 30th, and I'll find out that night how much of it actually works. And then I've got a couple of days off so I can get it ready for the official opening night, which is the Tuesday.
So you normally do it out in the provinces. So Off Broadway.
The last couple of years, I've done Dunedin Fringe Festival, and even within the Comedy Festival, I normally do Wellington first. It's just sort of worked out that way, but this time they're throwing me right into the deep end.
How much of it is new material?
It's all new from last year's festival show. Some bits of it I will have tried out over the year. I mean, you don't like going in with a completely cold hour.
What's it called? What's the theme?
It's called Uncommon Sense, and it's about just the amount of stupid things that humanity does on a regular basis. I mean, we do something amazing about once a decade. You know, we put someone on the moon or we decode DNA, but we just do dumb stuff every single day.
Like paint our dogs in tiger colours and, you know.
Very much a lot of the stuff that you guys talk about on this show, actually. Yep. That's the regular news stories.
It sounds sort of educational.
Well, yeah, I always have to be careful with my
and
shows.
And I mean that in a nice
way.
Oh,
good, yeah. No, I do. I walk a fine line with my festival shows between them being an hour-long lecture with a few jokes in or being a comedy show. So hopefully we'll err on the side of comedy. But I like to watch comedy that's about something, and that's the kind of comedy I like to do. And the festival's really the only opportunity in a year you get to do that because you have a whole hour. It's just you.
That lecture with humour model is, you know, made popular by people like Bill Hicks, of course, and Jon Stewart's had a fair crack at over the years. That sort of thing that we're talking, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bill Hicks was an influence when I first discovered him. British acts like Mark Thomas. You know, comedy that's more, it's not just silly voices, you know, to be really quite condescending about some comedy that's out there. But it's, you know, my aim is I like to write about stuff that matters to me. And obviously that comes across when I'm trying to tell it to an audience, is get my point of view out there as well.
Are you sitting there when you read the paper? Because obviously you're pretty well informed, which is one of the reasons we have you here. With a little notepad, go, oh, that's good. Is that
quite regular. I carry a notepad with me everywhere. I've got one in my pocket as we speak. And so if something happens, I'll jot something down, and I sort of have a media saturation. I have the radio on during the day and the newspapers and the internet, obviously. So you do kind of go trolling for stuff. And as you'll know, with the internet, I just started writing a piece about the Westboro Baptist Church, and that takes you down this dark tunnel of, you know, I spent hours on the internet yesterday pulling out quotes from them, which is probably about 10 minutes of the show now.
It's kind of scary that you know more about the news than some news presenters that I've sort of bumped into over the years. Go, oh, I don't really read the paper, or I kind of just get up there and wing it.
Well, there's no auto cue on a comedy show, so you kind of have to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that has become, as you're saying, actually quite common, particularly in Britain now. You've got 10 o'clock live, which is a news and current affairs show not fronted by journalists. It's fronted by Charlie Brooker and various other people who are basically comedians.
Well, I think we have a bit more freedom because we are looking for the funny side to an angle. Quite often, in order to find that, you have to find some of the details that aren't out there. You know, it's easy enough to make a joke. Like George W. Bush, classic example. You could make a million jokes about him being stupid or misspeaking, but if you went a bit deeper, there was a lot more going on there, and that's where comedy comes into its own, I think.
Well, let's test your abilities. Let's say, for example, we had a story this week, I don't know, about a woman who unwittingly carried, see that segue into the news of the week. Actually, do you want to give us the details of your show first, though?
Sure. It's called Uncommon Sense. It opens April 30th in Auckland, runs for a week, and then I'm on in Wellington. I believe I open May the 7th, but tickets through Ticketek. It's all on the comedyfestival.co.nz website.
Wonderful.